Welcome. Yeah, you thought I was going to be weird. No, you're not getting that. You thought I was going to be weird. Niggas wanted me to be weird, but I always throw a curveball. I never let niggas see where I'm coming from. I got three left feet. Welcome to episode 107 of the Loose Laces Podcast. Well, keeping y'all niggas on y'all toes.
All 15 of them.
Exactly, nigga. Actually, it's 16 because my dick.
See, wild shit. See, there you go. You're talking about dicks again.
No. Yeah. He's mad as shit. This nigga called me. He's like, I'm at Dick's Sporting Goods. And I started screaming. He did it again. This nigga love him some dicks. And there's nothing wrong with that. I heard Dick's is really good. And Dick's treat people well. They're like fulfilling with their customer service. I personally don't subscribe to Dick's. I go to Labia Sports. But that's just me.
Well, play it again.
That's what I do.
Well, play it again. I feel like you had this prepared.
No. You know the best part? Because, all right, hold on. I'm Davon. This is Shad. Welcome to Loose Laces.
Yes.
Shout out to Nice Kicks.
Shout out to Nice Kicks for real.
Real shit. I was mad, but then I saw they tagged us. Because I always get mad when they don't tag anybody. Mm-hmm. So for them to tag us, I was like, that was cool as fuck. We got a few subscribers, a few listens and everything. So shout out to them for presenting this, like the full context of my tweet. Mm-hmm. Cause I was listening back to it. I was like, that's one of our best bits. Not prepared at all. None of the jokes that came out were just like all off the top. But I just love the anger. Cause it was like, most niggas got it. They're like, nah, this is funny as shit. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. Some people thought that the actual name of the pants was BBC Slammers.
Yeah, when you looked at the color that you had edited in the description, I was like, dog, he took his time on this one.
Oh, nigga, I had to use so much restraint. So much restraint, because I started to just put mad, wild shit. But I'm like, write it like Nike would actually write it. So I spent all of 45 seconds just rewriting that shit. Nigga, because it was just going to be like, you want dicks in your hand? Like, crazy shit. But my favorite part is niggas that can't dress were on there like, y'all niggas immature as fuck. Those pants are fire. You know, you got to be a little gay to think that it's gay. And I'm like, nowhere did anyone say that these pants were gay.
At all.
In fact, I said I was going to buy a pair. I found the nylon version for like $60 on eBay. I got to get them from Romania, but it's worth it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, they came out before.
Yeah, because I saw Earl one of them 2 years ago, and I made fun of him for it.
That's hilarious. Yeah, shout out Earl.
Yeah, shout out Earl, nasty ass nigga. Okay, so.
Kidding!
I'm just like, I'm going to let him down that one. But that shit was amazing. And then for it to blow up the way that it did on there, just mad niggas trying to be intellectual and dunk on us. And it's just like, we just having fun. Some fucking pants, my nigga. If you got to do a think piece about masculinity and pants, I don't know what to tell niggas. Like, Jesus Christ. Because I always find it funny when niggas be like, yo, Cameron and Mace need to grow the fuck up.
No, they don't.
Like, you're doing a podcast for your best friend. I'm not going to be sitting up here, Shad, now I don't want to hear any funny business this week.
No, man. Like, dog, this is... Man, it's just, yo, do you hear all the jokes Wallow and Gilly be getting off? Like, all he do is just talk about how Wallow is in jail and dropping the soap. Like, come on, man. Like, it's just, we just getting jokes off. The pants, if you can freak them, no pun intended.
Nah, you did that on purpose.
If you could freak them, then, yo, salute to you. Like, if you could really get a fit off, would I get them? Not for 200.
No, not for 200. Like, they work as a, it works as a skirt because they did a long skirt. Mm-hmm. But as jeans, it looks stupid. Nylon made sense somehow. But I'm disappointed. And I know Nike, there are some people from Nike that listen to us occasionally. Give us the tearaways. Give us the fucking tearaways. No ifs, ands, or buts, nigga. Like I said, I'm... Cause I'm tempted to reach out to a tailor to see if they can make them shits into
like a tapered fit.
No, put the snaps on. I'm like, I will make my own tearaways. Dog,
if you have tearaway, first of all, tearaway denim is nasty.
No, I'm getting a nylon one. But the
If you get tearaway denims,
no,
if you can't get the nylon joints, and you get tearaway denim, you a different type of nasty, my nigga.
Nah, I might have to get them shits. Tearaway denim is crazy.
You gotta just, you might as well just go all the way. Like, you gotta do tearaway denim, and you gotta put the MFG straps around.
So I'm envisioning bondage straps to keep them in place. Son, could you imagine we had like a tearaway crotch in your jeans? Like, go full freaky boy on that shit. You come to Loose Laces for the bad opinions, but you stay for the fashion tips. Nike, y'all already got all my information.
This man making Jordan Dominatrix clothing.
Son, there is a demographic for this. There's a demographic of freaky niggas that like sneakers.
You know, oh, clearly.
Exactly. So you make fucking, call them the safe word jeans.
The pineapple jeans.
Yo. Yep. Y'all don't deserve this, Park. You get this shit for free.
Your pineapple jeans is...
If we didn't name the last one after the pants, that might have been the title of this one.
Pineapple denim. Yo. Anyways, all jokes aside, how are you doing?
Nigga, I've been fantastic. I got to do one of my favorite things today. Tearing to shit. So, I got most of the Nygo collection. The shoes are pretty cool. Like I said, okay. I like the shoes, but it's one of those things where I would have preferred a dark color on an Air Force 3.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the Davon thing. The shoes in hand, pretty fucking good. The colors are nice. They're vibrant. I'm happy to see the Air Force 3 back. So, that was fun. The crew necks are the true star of the show. The crew necks look amazing. Like, it's weird that some of the prints are more puffed than others, but I like that every color has a different little thing going on with it. So that was cool. That was really cool of them. Nike did its thing with that. The t-shirts. I wouldn't pay $70 for them, but I'm not wearing a white or black Nike t-shirt. I want some motherfucking colors. But the biggest disappointment, the varsity jacket.
Uh-oh.
And I got it last night. It took me a few hours to open the package. I opened it, and immediately... So, as quiet as it's kept, old Bape and BVC varsity jackets have the same problem that this Nike varsity jacket has. The leather sleeves are dog shit. It is really nasty, cheap leather.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's why I don't collect, like... I don't collect the varsity jackets as much anymore. Or I'm not seeking them out. Now, the full leather pieces use like a nice full grain leather.
Mm-hmm.
But the sleeves on the varsities use like a split grain, where it feels like it's vinyl. And I can't rock with that. I need a nice, supple, thick leather. So when I saw how bad the leather on that jacket was, the polyester cuffs and all that other shit, it's just like... For $650, you could have got a Frame Hunter's jacket. This is not acceptable. And it was funny how people rallied around. It was like, yeah, for $650, it's not worth it. And a few other people were talking shit about it. I'm just like, I'm not going to fault them. I just wish they would have gone to the extreme with what they did. Because it's like, you're already making shoes with Nygo. When you think Bape, Human Made, Kenzo... or any of that stuff, you think expensive. So if that jacket was $1,200 and it was a premium jacket, I think that would have been a smarter move. Because as it is now, that jacket is not moving at most retailers. In most colors.
I bet.
Yeah. Because I saw a few places. Well, most places are all final sale on that shit. That's why I only got it from Nike. Because shout out to my connect. I was offered the pink jacket, but it was no returns. And it's just like...
Nah, buddy.
Nigga, I'd have locked me in there. Furious. Furious. But aside from that, had fun with the Air Max 1 low poly joints. We're going to get into those later.
Okay.
And.
Mid.
I'm saving my opinion for the rest of the show. I mean, till we get to it in the show. And I don't know. I just been chilling. I got Silent Hill 2. I'm getting my ass beat in that game. I can't see shit. Monsters are popping up, punching me in my butt. It's a bad time in a good way. How are you?
I'm okay. Definitely the not have a good day today, but the weekend prior to, picked up some stuff from the Lego store. Got Bumblebee. You just hate it. And got a couple other sets. Shout out to Sneaker Twitter for that iPad deal, because he was the first person I seen tweet it. So I managed to cop 3 iPads. When you guys see this pod, you'll understand why.
This nigga was live texting me, fighting with employees in Target.
Dog, I called this dude like, yo, does Target price match Amazon? And this nigga was like, yo, I don't know. I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to Target. Let me go ahead and put some clothes on. That tweet had been up like maybe all of 12 minutes.
This nigga was out there arguing with niggas, went full nigga Kern. You will honor this. Sorry. And I don't blame him.
Hell yeah, man. This shit was fire. Brand new iPad for $70.
I mean, it's crazy that, like, just to look up, there's a fucking iPad right there, iPad there, iPad on the table. This nigga selling drugs.
Shut up.
This nigga got digital scales all over this bitch.
Anyways, but other than that, I will say this. I am a little on edge, though, because of just some personal stuff. And I will say, if you got family out there in Florida, y'all just send some good energy or put up a prayer for them. Make sure that you check in on them, that they're safe, if they were able to evacuate, or if they're staying in the state, just make sure that they're good. So
stay in constant communication as much as you can.
Yep. So, but other than that, you know, I'm all right. I'm cool.
You're not going to toot your own horn for dropping what's the name of the tea again?
Oh, yes. The Lou Shakalaka tea. So, if you guys...
No.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to cut it short. Only because it took long enough for me, goddammit. I got like a couple more designs that... like I said, I already have about half a year's worth of merch already designed. Because Photoshop is expensive as shit. But anyway,
get your money's worth.
Yeah. But yo, anyone who's checked it out, who's bought it, I haven't looked yet. I still need to buy my tea. But the Lou Shakalaka tea is out. If you haven't seen it, it's inspired by NBA Jam. Has our faces on the back along with our attributes and a flipped NBA Jam logo. Can't remember. I think it's what, 35?
36.
Okay, yeah, $36. Please buy it. Support the pod. Support the design. There will be more fire designs on the way. But you gotta buy this one first. Please.
Yeah. We gotta make it make sense.
Yes,
you
gotta make it make sense. But and I just appreciate anyone who's just now joining us because of the viral Nice Kicks post. If you've seen us on Twitter, or you just happen to stumble across our pod, or you seen one of Davon's wild off-kilter tweets, like, welcome. This is us. Slow start, but we finna get into the shenaniganery.
Ain't no slow shot, nigga. We started off with fucking dicks.
Yeah,
sporting
pineapple
dicks.
Denim.
See?
Yeah.
You never know what the fuck you gonna get with us. All right, so... we can get to these questions. You start, yes. I start, who start?
I'll start. Right. So, first question from Cousin Shuey. Do y'all think this next Jerry Lorenzo shoe will get him back on track, or is this partnership cooked? Yo, could you do me a favor and preheat the oven to 350 degrees?
Boop, boop.
This shit is cooked.
That shit is dead.
Like, even if Jerry puts out a banger, it's done. It's done. Like, we just gonna look at him like, yo, why don't you just do this from the jump?
Can he?
That's the thing. Like, even his most recent shoe, it's not bad, but it's not enough. It's like a rejected Yeezy season boot.
I mean, it's just the LA runner on, like, Bahia. It's the LA runner as a boot. Like, I'm gonna let you finish, then I'm gonna rant.
But yeah, I don't think Jerry, he hasn't done anything worthwhile during his stint at Adidas, like at all. The first little bit, the basketballs are super cool. Like, I do wish I got
the basketballs are hard.
Yeah, basketballs are super cool. But aside from that, the apparel, which
it was kind of jacked up that Adidas took that and made it Adidas basketball. Like, you could clearly see the Fear of God influence. Outside of that, it's nothing. It's crickets. We don't really see him jumping too far out of what he already does, because he just he's that person that's just known to, yeah, I'm going to keep this 1 foot planted and I'm going to pivot. I'm not going to move this left foot. It's set. It's done. He's not going to give you a Euro step. He's not going to give you a crossover. He's not going to give you a step back. He just going to pivot and try to shoot some shit in. It might go in. Most likely it's not, because this nigga don't have no, he don't have no bag.
That nigga ain't coming off the bench.
I mean, it's sad because Jerry Lorenzo, he's influenced so much, but I don't think this Adidas partnership is working out.
No, not at all.
So,
much like his boring ass complex interview, I tried to watch, all right, all joking aside, I like Jerry Lorenzo. Mm-hmm. I think Jerry Lorenzo has the potential to be truly incredible. He has had his hand in some great moments, but he gets stuck in his own ways, and it's his way or the highway, and he keeps making the same thing. He had a chance with the basketball. He didn't do anything exciting with that. The 86 low and high, that was dead in the water for most people. The LA runners, that was dead in the water for most people. Because, one, he lied. Because a lot of that stuff was supposed to be exclusive to some events. Then it just came out. Two, the prices are fucking absurd for what you get. The sweatpants are cool. The hoodies, no. The bodysuits, I don't know too many women that are paying, like regular women that are paying $300 for a bodysuit. And the women that would pay $300 for a bodysuit aren't paying that for an Adidas bodysuit. The target demographic doesn't make sense. The price point doesn't make sense. The colors are not exciting. There is nothing worthwhile. And even if he did make something good, it's going to cost too much. In an age when there are shoes dropping every fucking second, you need to be impactful and have the right pricing. There is no way that people are paying that much for a clothing brand that people see is dead. And for him to address it like, yo, we contracted through 2025, according to Lois, friend of the show, that team is disbanded. Adidas realized, this shit ain't it. We wasted our money. We wasted our time. You know, he can sit up and say we announced it too early. You shit the bed. Whether this had come out 2 years before, the same time it came out, you just made essentials with 3 stripes, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And essentials is burnt to niggas like me. Because it's like, this is just clothes for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying $200 for something this kid is paying $64. It's not more prestigious. It's a lateral movement. So, it's nothing he can do. That's done. Adidas, y'all got our number. We can make better shit. Price is going to be high, though. But
you higher than Fear of God?
Fuck Fear of God, nigga. I need people to understand. My prices are only my prices now. Because my name ain't big enough. You think $654 Varsity is expensive? Nigga, that jacket should have been $1,300. That jacket with that wolf should be $1,300.
Yeah, for sure.
So if I work for a brand, we are not using shit quality. Because I was thinking, like, had I made the Nigo jackets? Nigo? Somebody tried to correct me on the pronunciation. Nigga, we would have been calling up Settlemyers. Hello? Yeah. Or we'd have been going to one of his old factories in Japan. I'm not putting my name on some shit that I wouldn't wear myself. And with those flimsy ass sleeves, nah.
I like how you just be like ripping open jackets and busting open the plastic if the leather don't smell like pure cocaine.
Nigga, you son. Like,
nope, not it. You stepped on.
That's what it was. I'm like, I don't smell it. I don't smell it.
Split grain leather.
Nigga, I'm looking at, because I was like, is this vinyl? I'm looking at the tag like, ew. Nah, that shit is, like you said, that shit is stepped on. I have a standard. I have a fucking standard to live up to.
All right. Next question from Super Chocolator. Are there materials on shoes you feel brands are underutilizing that you would like them to see used given the creativity we are seeing? Let's see, a material that is underutilized.
I feel like a lot of shoes have moved away from 3M.
Okay.
I want 3M to come back in a strong way. Because I remember like late 2000s, early 2010s, 3M was hitting hard.
Shit, I would say just a couple years ago, Jordan Brand put out the 6s, the 7s, and was it the 8s? Like an all 3M shoe.
Yeah, well, all 3M is a bit much. Plus, that shit ages like dog shit.
It cracks.
I know, nigga. When my UNO court forces blew up, I was at the gas station, just tears. I just heard that shit go. But for me, it's 3M. And I'm trying to think, what's a fun material? Cork?
Cork, okay.
Yeah, I wore my Cork Air Max 90s to a Oktoberfest event last weekend. And it's like, cork is just a fun material. Mm. It doesn't bend. It doesn't break. I mean, it bends, but it doesn't really break like that. I would like to see cork come back.
Well, something that kind of answers the question, but it doesn't. So this isn't really an answer to it. But you know what shoe I kind of was like, damn, it came and went. And I really think they should have spent more time with it. The Scorpion.
Oh,
like Air Max Scorpion
with the big bubbles.
Yes.
So you want like big ass bubbles to come back, or just that model in general?
That model.
I'm not even being funny. Honestly, I thought those were hard.
Yeah, I feel like their shoe was, well, I'm not gonna say it was underappreciated. It was just a price point. A price point for a shoe that you can't really work in. Like that wasn't that was a flex shoe. It wasn't a shoe that you're gonna be active in.
Yeah, but it's not even a flex shoe because nobody cared about the Scorpion. So it's like I paid $250 for niggas like this nigga walking on marshmallows. The fuck is this?
But what?
You just reminded me of the Street Warriors. Where they had like airbags on top of airbag.
The ISPA joints.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to see stupid shit like that. Like, I know it's not a material, but I like to see creativity like that.
Oh, so like modular shoes. I've been saying the Pippins.
How much those cost now?
The Pippins, the kids, and the Patents all had the swappable skins. It was dope. And then I keep on forgetting. It's like Jordan, not 2019, but it's like one of the ones where it was a year. Had like the interchangeable insoles as well as the Kobe systems, Kobe 8s. But as far as
Road Warriors, I'm sorry.
As far as a material that I feel is underutilized, I know we kind of strayed away from Lunar Line because Lunar Line it ends up bottoming out. Boost is kind of on its like last legs. I don't know. I feel like if anything, you know, I feel like just good quality leather.
Yeah.
I feel like good quality leather. We don't really see that on more recent stuff. Now everything is like just synthetic. Plastic. Yeah. Synthetic. Pseudo foam posite of knit weave, and I know most of that is like cut down on wasted materials, but it would be good to just see good premium leather on our more recent releases, like really good leather.
Yeah,
don't cut no corners.
Not like the bullshit shattered backboards. Jordan ones have never had exceptional love except for like the premium ones. You want to talk good leather, you need to talk Air Forces. Air Force has had some good fucking leather. So, yeah, I feel shoot. You on that.
Boneyards.
Boneyard, no, which not ones?
Your, what's it? Your Adidas.
Not Boneyard. Oh, Mastermind.
Masterminds, I'm sorry.
That shit is soft. No, the best leather, some of the best leather I ever felt was the Stussy Dunk Highs. The very first Stussy Dunk Highs. Remember when we got them in college?
Yeah.
Son, that shit melts in your hand. That is, and they use real snakeskin and ostrich skin on those.
I don't know. Yeezy One Leather was.
Oh, no. The Yeezy One Leather was fucking amazing.
Yeezy One Leather from Nike was ridiculous. Oh, my God. The only leather I know that I've touched, like, with my own hands was
LeBron, when he had like some Coach Leather Air Force Ones.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, his special editions used to go crazy.
But just good quality leather. Like, I feel like it's going to sell itself. Like, if you told me that the Jordan 17s retroing had that type of leather.
You're spending money for it.
Yeah, go ahead, charge me a $350. Charge, fuck it. Like, $350.
I mean, the material really sell itself, like you said. Good dope sell itself.
Yeah. So, next question from Guru Chillin. Found out this week that Samuel Ross sold off his stake in a Cold War and has a new brand and a diffusion line of the new brand with Zara. I know Davon says to keep the main thing, but are there any other young designers who you think could do interesting collections with fast fashion brands? This is a trick question. Because we should be getting the fuck away from fast fashion. No, it ain't no.
No, I hate fast fashion, but fast fashion, the fusion line, essentially, I mean, they kind of mix in. They're not the same thing. Because I used to hate when brands would collaborate with H&M. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you did it in a way, I'm not even going to say sustainable. Nothing is truly fucking sustainable. But if you did it in a way where you're not just using fucking shit quality clothes, keeping a price point at a reasonable price point so there's like a slight barrier of entry to keep that prestige, but you're getting your money's worth, I think it would be interesting because I think every brand can benefit from a diffusion line to fight against fast fashion, for lack of a better term. Something that is like, I was watching a video about fast fashion where the nigga who runs Zara was just straight up saying, I can see something on the runway, call the people from my manufacturer and have that look on the street in less than 2 weeks. I can have a sample in 72 hours. I can have it on the streets in 2 weeks. So if they had something that moved a bit faster for the demographic who aspires to it, I think it's fine. But you got to make it make sense, because it's like when Bape did Apey, or however the fuck you pronounce it, Apey just looked like fucking trash.
Yeah.
You could tell that was for trash niggas. But I kind of would like to see Walls Barner do a diffusion line where she could bring her prices down, because her stuff isn't wild, but to have sensible, nice clothes that you can wear anywhere. And it's like, you know, it's W by Walls Barner. This feels good to wear. Or J.W. Anderson. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has a diffusion line, but his clothes are fun and wacky. I just don't want to see them go crazy, kind of like how Marc Jacobs has. Forgot the name of it.
What, Echo? No, he has Marc Jacobs. Marc by Marc by Marc Jacobs.
Yeah, he has too many fucking diffusion lines. Oh, the brand is called Heaven, where it's all Y2K inspired stuff, and he's just straight up stealing from young designers. Like, that actually makes me think of, like, Joe Freshka said something that I was saying on the I've been saying before, where they sold Off-White, and he was like, yo, just let me be the creative director for a year, and I had that shit jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if not a diffusion line, I would like to see a legacy brand let other people come in and be the creative director. And maybe if you even blow the price down, because I think of Off-White. Virgil, I've been watching a lot of Virgil Abloh videos.
Off-White by Joe Freshgoods
would be crazy. And Virgil always said, I made this shit to inspire people. It's long-term storytelling. So if they brought the price down a little bit, and you just had, you had an announcement like with the new Pope, where it's like, all right, so this year, Joe Freshgoods, Off-White. Next year, Salehe Bembury. What?
Bruh, imagine if they did, like, you remember when MMG had that press conference and they brought out Omarion?
Yeah, son, that's what I want. I want niggas to come out, like, unlock characters. Like, but the whole thing is locked off.
But it would be, like, talking shit, but it would be dope. Like, all right, cool, they got Joe Freshgoods come out and then he announces, like, certain members of his team. Because now that gives shine to the up and coming, the up and coming creative directors and young designers that are staffed under him. So I mean, I feel like that shit would be dope. Like, you don't have to have... I understand the fusion lines, like I get it. I mean, shit, I'm guilty of Once Upon a Time, and shit, if I could get there more often, you know, getting some stuff from Uniqlo and
no, Uniqlo is good.
Yeah, Uniqlo is solid for like your, you know, basics, your standard pieces, but I don't know. I think it's just more so just the stigma of fast fashion, where if you are one of those big designers, it's like,
ooh. Yeah, I mean, but I thought about that. But when you come down, you get introduced. And again, sometimes you just need to see a piece mm-hmm. and wear it. Because it's like Mason Martin Margiela. When Margiela teamed up with H&M, I was like, that's crazy.
Right.
And I was in Montreal when it happened. And I saw the lines and the people losing their fucking mind to get anything.
Like a Jim Jones is out there like trying to get shit. Like,
yeah.
Who got this jacket?
So when the belt jacket hit, it hit the streets like crack. Mm-hmm. So for people to get the belt jacket version of of the Margiela jacket, makes you understand this is why people love Margiela. If this is the level for 400, what is it at 3,000? Mm-hmm. So I get how it's a way where you can move in. It's kind of like what Louis Vuitton was trying to do when it teamed up with Supreme. But you also have to keep in mind, does it make sense to reach out to this demographic? H&M kids... Not saying that H&M is like the high fashion of fast fashion, but it is perceived as the high fashion of fast fashion. So I get it. Like, if I was big enough, I would try to make a line for the kids that can't afford it. Because I know when I was a kid, I used to do campaigning. I would do fucking funding calls to family members to get a Mitchell & Ness jersey. Hmm. So it's a lot of niggas that was really out here like me who... My parents had money, but they weren't going to give me straight up $300 for a jersey. So to have something where it's like, no, this is good, but they're still better. Mm-hmm. I think it would be interesting. So I would, rather than a fusion line or a fast fashion, I would like to see a legacy brand let someone come in and play in their house every year. Like, I think that's what Supreme should be. Supreme should have a rotating creative director. Like, I still stand on that because... Even if Tremaine was horrible, if he was the first and then it was rotating out, it would make it like, I appreciate that there are so many different perspectives coming at us at once.
Mm-hmm. Plus, on top of that, you just get away from the signature of Terry Richardson.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just bringing in so many different creative houses would be fucking amazing because you, it's like SNL. Well, not quite.
Yeah, but, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Hey, Davon. Damn, everybody just want to talk to you. Just wanted to know if you like shoes.
This is from me and DS.
I know. I meant to send this at 3 a.m., but sending it now instead. He's stupid as shit. I saw that DM tweet.
Son really hit me up on some freaky boy shit. Because I thought it was like, all right, he's foreign. I thought he was asking me about buying shoes at Glass. Then he goes like, no, I just like shoes. Do you like shoes? You want to come over and take our shirts off? Like, nigga.
You have an innie or an outie?
All right, so question from Justin Dooley. Our last question: how long do you think Nike will keep making keep Travis making Jordan 1 lows? I actually have the answer for that. Shout out to Mr. Unloved Ones, friend of the show. As long as Travis wants to.
Yeah.
So
keeping the lights on over there.
Yeah. Well, he explained it to me in multiple times on the timeline when he was like, "Them niggas." Had his shoes and something happened with production. So the like as a stopgap, that nigga was like, make Jordan 1s. Keep making Jordan 1s. And I think that's why they're now starting to get canceled. Mm. Because he has his pairs coming out. So.
Okay.
It's a boring answer. I'm sorry. But I hope they slow the fuck down.
Make a couple of highs and some sixes. God damn.
That nigga just trying to get to his weak ass shoes.
Well, I will say the Spiridon joints.
I don't like
the Sharkadon joints. I mess with them. Anyways, let's get into this docket because we got a lot to talk about. And the first topic, man, took the shades off. All right.
Let me do it.
Took the frames off. ISO.
All right. So, J Tips versus angry customers. Why shipping matters and people aren't wrong to be upset, aka, ain't nothing wrong with wanting to flex. So this is actually in response to a conversation I was having with Jared Lisa, friend of the show, enemy of me because she'd be mean to me. And a conversation I had with Jay Tips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how Jay Tips was talking to his followers. And this isn't me trying to dunk on him, but someone was upset. And he posted the conversation where the Jay Tips customer service team said, yo, you like USPS lost your package. It hasn't updated for X amount of days. At the time, it was like 44, 43 days of the pack since the release.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did the math. And the customer service person was like, look, we got you. We are going to send out a new one, but it's going to use the same tracking number.
Right.
And Sun was like, what the fuck? And I understand it because I learned a couple years ago that you can reuse labels. But most people are used to, you get a new tracking number because that label is considered lost.
Right.
That would be very confusing if one of them started moving again. Excuse me. So one is lost, one is moving. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to Jay Tips like, yo, what the fuck is going on? And Jay Tips replied to him was like, nigga, we giving you another shoe. And I'm paraphrasing. But he's like, we're giving you another shoe. Do you want the shoe or do you want Twitter fame? And when I saw that, I'm like, I don't like this interaction at all. And I have been very generous. I've been very understanding. I've been very kind to Jay Tips. But I don't like how he's been moving. I don't like the whole situation. And I don't like how people aren't pressing him. Because everybody's in his mentions like, yo, he's the people's champ. He's giving it up for the people. Stop lying. Stop lying. Like, I'm sick of this shit. There are mistakes, but continued mistakes are not to be forgiven just because you like someone. The same way that I would be on Kiff's ass, Travis Scott's ass, Supreme, or anybody who's fucking up on shipping, I'm going to do the same thing to niggas that's in the community like us. This is unacceptable. And I don't like when people sit up here and say, well, you don't have the energy for big brands. Shut the fuck up. You sound dumb as shit. Defending the ills of one company is not going to stop the other from, I mean, make the other right.
Mm-hmm.
It's full stop is wrong. He fucked up this drop. And I was very understanding. But once I realized it was 40 days, my nigga, you're lucky that people are even being respectful to you. Because I saw a lot of people saying, like, I'm filing a charge back. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And, like, this isn't a swipe at Jerrilisa. Because our conversation, she misinterpreted what I was talking about. And she thought I was talking about AMM. Because people were mad at AMM for taking forever to ship. Which,
yeah, that's a whole nother conversation.
We need to get on their asses, too.
Yep.
Like, I'm not going to sit up here. I fuck with AMM. I like what the Whitaker group is doing. But you can't have an organization this big and be this bad at shipping. It's 2024. If you can't handle shipping internally, get a third party. There's no reason that it takes you 15 days to ship. And I know that's your shipping time frame. Fix it. We need to stop accepting that bullshit. There is no reason that it should take that long. You've been around for 10 years. And as far as Jay Tips, you got to put belt to ass so this doesn't happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she was saying, like, people are upset because they can't get the shoes in time to flip them for the highest profit, or they can't flex them. What a lot of people fail to realize, the average person does not have much going on in their life. I'm lucky that somehow, some way, I'm a braggadocious asshole and I get attention. A lot of other people, their biggest dopamine hit from the internet is getting a shoe in the time of the zeitgeist and being able to talk about it. Being able to flex it, post a picture, you get attention. It feels good to them. And it's nothing wrong with that. We got to keep in mind, it's not 2006 anymore. Where me and this nigga, what was that, 2008 when we met? For real? 2007. We would sit there and talk about an album for weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. Me and this nigga wrote entire dissertations on Lupe Fiasco's The Cool.
Facts.
And now an album comes out, you're lucky if you're talking about it for 3 days.
More facts.
So you need to be a part of the zeitgeist immediately. If I bought shoes from you directly and I supported your store because I really like the product and I want to be a part of this conversation, and now other people who bought it from Nike, random retailers and all that, are getting their pairs and having a fucking ball, I'm upset. That's not cool. They are entirely entitled to be angry about that. because, you know, I saw her and a few other people saying, like, we'll still give you the likes when you post it on your porch. No, the fuck you're not. If you post a pair of shoes this week, the week that it comes out, you're going to get those likes. You're going to get the conversations. You're going to have people asking you about it. If you post them shoes 40 days after the drop and you're not like a big person or a woman that's attractive, what? Let's be real. People like women on the internet. You're not going to get that conversation. And again, I sound agitated, but it's not me coming at her. I just need people to understand the philosophy behind buying stuff is to be a part of the conversation when it's happening.
Facts.
And as far as flipping it, I don't give a fuck what you do. Even as my brand goes, if you buy something to flip it, I don't care. Check clear. As long as you ain't break the rules, do what the fuck you do with it. Mm-hmm. There is no morality in consumerism. No one is more deserving of a shoe or an item than anyone else unless it was made specifically for them. So I can't get my head wrapped around people still defending J-Tips. And yes, he did communicate, but it doesn't matter how much you communicate. From it goes beyond, this was a simple mistake and we can fix it, to this is a continuous blunder and you got to eat crow. Now, am I saying niggas should sit up there and threaten to kill him? No. But after a certain point, people are going to get very angry. And I've done years and years of customer service. You have to be prepared to dissolve situations. I've had to talk to people who had $10,000 go missing in their bank account because someone in another division put it into the wrong account. And they have every right to call me what kind of name they want to because I work for the company. I had to solve that situation by first calming them down. You sitting up here talking about Twitter clout? My nigga is a Saucony. It's a fucking Saucony. Like, we gotta stop playing. This is not an off-white. This is not a prestige mark. It's a fucking Saucony. Nobody's getting Twitter fame for complaining about a Saucony. It's a fucking Saucony. What are we doing here? I'm sorry. I don't want to say that. Like, because I told this nigga off air, he was pissing me off. Like, yo, it's contingent for security. It's a fucking Saucony. I think that might be the name of the episode. It's a fucking Saucony. My nigga, ain't no Saucony shoe of the year. They cool.
You bugging.
They cool.
I'm not saying it's the shoe of the year, but I do think that it definitely belongs in the top 10 conversation.
Maybe top 50.
Dog,
I'm not being disrespectful. Like, yo, I'm proud of son for doing what he does. I'm glad that the community likes it. It's a fucking Saucony, my nigga. It's a Saucony.
You wildin'.
We talking about a Saucony?
Yes, nigga.
Nah, nigga.
You wild.
No.
The question ain't about the design, dog. It's just again, I do think you gotta be careful about just optics. Like, when you traveling, when you hanging out with Nigel Sylvester and you at the BFF, like, understand that certain accolades that you got because of what you built over this amount of time, from working with New Era to, you know, jumping around, especially making the pivot from making music to now, you know, you becoming the face of Saucony and you doing what you're doing. Like, it's dope. It is to be applauded. It is to be rewarded. However, if I ain't got my shit, I'm going to just feel away. I'm going to be like, yo, nigga, why ain't you box my shit up?
Son, this nigga selling off awards and I ain't get my shoes. Nigga.
Yeah, so it's going to look away, unfortunately. So that is something that I hope that he just takes the time to address. You know, like other designers out there that have had similar issues with either bad drops or bad shipping. And he learns going forward, all right, this is how we move.
Yeah. I mean, real shit, I would love to have a conversation with him outside of the public view.
Yeah.
Because I have many strong opinions. And it's like, I wanna help you grow. Or talk to John Geiger. Geiger has gotten shipping down like that. You gotta do better. Once you get on a world-class stage, you have to do better. And I don't subscribe to, well, I was a small, I don't give a fuck. I'm a small brand. Me and this nigga already talked about it. You give me 500 shoes, I get that shit done. It's difficult getting shipping done, but it's unacceptable. You are taking people's money. And son explained it. Like, I can't buy the shoes from somewhere else because they haven't offered me a refund. You already got my $200. I'm not buying another pair just for another pair to show up. Money's too tight.
Right.
So, again, it's a fucking Saucony.
Shut up, man.
44 days for a Saucony, nigga. I'd be on the phone with Amex so fast. Nigga, it's fraud. Ding his account. Because, like, nigga, it's a Saucony.
You different.
I know. I have taste. But while we talking about Sauconys, West Side Gun is announced his collaboration with them.
Which it makes me kind of curious the direction. Like, I know that West Side Gun he's definitely been in talks of wanting to be more respected as a designer. And I do think that this is a good step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So you talking about it's a Saucony, like they giving opportunities to niggas like that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's dope.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about on a timeline. I like how they're moving, like how New Balance is still rocking with Bricks and Woods and giving them different opportunities. I don't like a lot of the shoes that are coming out, but I love that they're working with these brands and giving different voices a chance, because I couldn't see most brands working with West Side Gun.
At all. So I do think that is to be applauded. I wonder what it's going to look like, especially like with his style.
I mean, he posted pictures. They're colorful.
Oh, I just mean like going forward. I did see them. They are, you know, and they don't look like anything that's out, which is good. It doesn't.
What? They look like a Saucony.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a Saucony.
Yo, you going to end up going away from the big. Really, it's just the big two.
No, I'm happy to go for it. You got to win me over.
All right, Mikey.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not going to sit up here and say, like, it's trash because we just seen mock-ups. These shits might come out, and I'd be like, that's me, like, that's punching. That's
hilarious.
Nigga, boom, 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 boom. I need the Adolf Sauconys.
Yo, you call him. All right.
He can't get away from that.
Dog.
He can't get away from that.
Anyways,
my name is going ahead of West German specials. That shit going to be crazy.
Yo, you doing too much. Relax.
That's him.
Anyways, I hope that this is a partnership that ends up working out, because the thing is, right, that's another thing that Saucony now is going to be able to put under their belt, that, you know, we're giving opportunities to this demographic. Like, for them to just be like, yo, we don't have the sauce. We're going to come to y'all for the sauce.
I hope and they keep working with people. Because, like, honestly, like, I'm not going to sit up in front. Like, if Saucony came to me, I wouldn't be interested. I would make it if it made sense, because I'm not going to put my name on a shoe that I wouldn't wear. But I want to see them work with different people in different facets. Like, even though I just went off on a rant, for him to be making hats to go to making shoes, I think that's incredible. You know, I always reference the One World Pack. They work with fucking lipstick companies and textile companies. I want to see more shit that's like, why did this person get a shoe? I don't know, but that's dope as fuck that they got a shoe and it's a banger. I want to see interesting creatives being picked out instead of like, oh no, this person's hot right now, let's get this rapper in or singer. Nah, so it's this guy who draws butts. What? Yeah, he just draws butts. So we gave him a butt-themed shoe.
Talking about ass pizza?
No, but I was just making a joke, but it did sound like I was talking about ass pizza. But I'm just like, I would love to see a small creator with like maybe 10,000 followers make a shoe for their community. Like when Hard Copy got the Adidas German trainers. I think that's fantastic. They're not a big company. They're not world renowned like that. But they made a shoe for that demographic and it sold out to that demographic. That's what I want to see. Y'all have the means to do it. Why not bring people into the community?
I mean, especially because now you might end up having a model that ends up catching fire in Buffalo.
Exactly.
You know, like them. God damn.
Yeah, you pissed me off building that thing.
I'm not going to hold you. I just forgot how to. Well, it's shit. Anyways.
Trash.
Shut up. It's just like, you know how now DC has caught on to Under Armour and the Apparition. That's all that you need. You just need to be a staple somewhere. DC was once the home of the phones. Now it's like they're trying to bring it back, but they got competition. Yeah.
If you give to one community, you can build from that.
So I think it's dope the way that they move in. And I hope that other people like that, they follow suit. I hope other companies follow suit, because all it's going to do is not only create competition, but it's going to give opportunities to people that did not have said opportunities, because all they thought was, well, I'll never get a job at Nike, or yeah, I'm trying to get a job at Nike, but
they're gonna treat me like a rapper, like how Reebok gave everybody the same fucking ugly shoe.
What are you talking about?
When Reebok had the rapper series, Carters. Oh, nigga, dog, niggas trying to say Ask Carters was hot. Fucking bums. Son, I remember niggas arguing for me in high school with that shit, and this nigga had on fake beep, and I'm like, you won't talk to me about style. Fuck out of here. Also, Saucony, call me. That's going to be the tagline. It's a Saucony. That should be hard in a commercial. That shit would be hard. But anyways.
All right. So, staying in the, away from the big two. Mm-hmm. Puma hires Salehe as lead for Puma Hoops. Well, I feel like this was already announced.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, this is well, old. However, he's creative director for Puma Hoops, and they released a commercial, Tyrese Halliburton becoming the face of Puma after signing a rumored lucrative deal. And it was actually, did you see the commercial?
No, I don't care.
The commercial's dope. His dad is talking. I thought, like, the name of the commercial was called Made You Look. I was like, oh, so they got Nas? Like, they got to be careful with that. But the commercial's dope. Plus, it's always good to see just, like, to see black fathers. You know what I mean? Like,
shout out to black dads.
For real. I know what you call it. But he had us. He had us kind of scared for a little bit.
Ooh.
T. Morant.
No, do not shout that nigga out.
chill. But yeah, the commercial's dope. Salehe definitely is making his presence known so far. Now, the thing that is in question is the shoe that Tyrese had on, which is crazy as shit, because that nigga had on loafers for media day, which is wild.
No, I like that. I like the trolling that they're doing.
That shit, they had that nigga looking like Fonzie Bentley.
I mean, ever since I seen New Jack City playing basketball on slippery Earls.
The G Monies is crazy.
That's what the New Balance loafers. Yo, that reminds me those I forgot. The New Balance Comme des Garçons or Junior Watanabe loafers.
Yeah.
Nah, I might need a pair.
Them shits is hard.
Son, I'm about to be outside Newtown breaking it up in them shits.
Dog, you're not gonna do nothing.
I'm gonna look good. Son, imagine a nigga Euro stepping in a business suit.
I do that.
Okay, well, I'm getting you pissed. I'm gonna hit my nigga like, yo, I need them shits.
However, he ended up having a model that is rumored. It's the All Pro Nitro Elite, and it's rumored to be $250. This feels like that these niggas is trying to pay Salehe, that they paid him a lot of money, and they trying to recoup.
I'm looking at them now. No.
Dog, $250 is crazy. Them shits is going to be right at Arundel Mills.
Yeah, I like that they're all in stock.
In the outlet store. Puma, you do not have the cachet. Like, you do not have enough
wowzers
to sell something at $250 out the gate. The thing is, the sad part is Puma has always been known for having like reasonable price points, from Scoot Henderson shoe to LaMelo Ball. And like all the crazy colors that you get, to even his LaFrance line. All right. I know it sounds like I'm talking in another language.
No, I'm just shaking my head at $250 for some fucking. It's a Puma?
Yo. It's the what?
It's a Puma?
It's just 250 is a bit obscene out the rip. It's almost like, yo, are you sure this is Puma? Like, nah, you gotta relax. You gotta relax.
I'm just thinking if Kazi came to me, Dad, is a Puma. Oh, son, how much is it? 160? 250.
Because you even gotta think, like, man, even one, if you told me a Puma came out, a basketball Puma came out for 190, I'd be like, nigga, who hooping it? Like, Jordan? But bro, like, I don't know. I salute to them. I hope they sell it. Cause, hey man, I feel like that is a shoe that's going on clearance ASAP, and not because the shoe is bad.
No, but it is bad.
It's not bad.
That shit ugly.
Nigga, you don't even like. But all right. All I'll say is this: I don't care about if it's ugly or not, but more so how it performs. At 250 to test out a shoe that we don't know how it performs.
They better be some like Mikes.
Bro, Tyrese Halliburton don't even do nothing that warrants putting out a $250 shoe.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've never heard of this nigga.
He was league leader in assists. So was John Stockton when he was in the league. What did he have on?
Racism. I mean, yeah, coochie cutters and very strong thoughts about minorities. Yeah,
but you're not going to see no $200 short shorts unless they... What's his name? Emmanuel joints?
Nah, the joints that Jerry Lorenzo put out with Nike, them shits was almost 200. They were short. I still need them. Just like, oh, my meat fell out. Those the BBC slammers.
Are you done?
No, I would never be done.
Yeah, anyways. Dog, 250 for some joints. Like, them shits better be the on-court Hokas. Like, for real, for real. They better be comfortable. I better be able to put them on and they, like, heal my ACLs and meniscus tears. Because, bruh, 250 off the... Like, there was no warm-up.
Go ahead, just hit it once. It feels so good. It's a Puma!
I'm not doing that.
Oh, fuck you, then.
Now, send me a pair for free. I'll let you know if it's worth $250. Just let me wear them shits for, like, about a week straight.
Yeah, if y'all ever send something to the show that look like this, just send him two pairs.
Yeah, two size 13. Send me both colors. And
yeah, size we both 13. Size 13 if you send the shit like this.
Yo, you ain't shit.
I'm gonna wear a size 13. It's like when I put them on size 14.
The 11s?
No, not the 11s. Those were, me and David wore the same size at the time. No, the Adidas Kobe joints.
Oh.
Them shits was big as fuck, but they kept my foot locked in place. I could have did a layup in those.
Stupid. You couldn't do a layup in some actual basketball shoes.
Get the fuck out of here,
you
nigga.
Suck.
On a kid's rim?
Oh,
nigga,
my.
See me at Deer Park Middle? I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, all right.
You too tall to dunk on it, so.
Nigga, I would just run to that shit, nyang.
Nigga, like I said, we play on Bill Lambiz. I'm going to just spear your dumb ass.
Yeah, all right. But yeah, I think they need to. I just why $250 price point?
Them, like, niggas need to take a nap.
Like, damn, did Salehi design these? Even if, just good luck, man. Good luck.
God bless.
Like, I don't, like, Tyrese ain't even that cold of a nigga though. Like, that's the thing, to give him a $250 shoe. Like, he didn't know Kobe did.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
I mean, that's because he played in Indiana.
I don't care. I heard of that snake looking motherfucker from Indiana. The one that did the
Reggie Miller.
I hate that nigga to this day. Not because, like, he played, he just looked like a human snake. Like, if I saw Reggie Miller, I'd shoot him. I just hate that nigga. Every time I see him, I get upset.
Would be funnier though if somehow you did end up punching Reggie Miller, you probably get snuck by Cheryl.
Who's Cheryl?
His sister.
No.
Much colder.
I don't want to
much colder of a basketball player.
Son, that nigga was out was
cold. Like, I don't like Reggie Miller, but boy, Reggie Miller. Dog, Reggie Miller was a killer on the court.
That's why I don't want to smoke with that nigga. You know, even though Jordan have a left hand, to hit that nigga.
Oh my God.
You know me and Lene referenced that all the fucking time? Like, that nigga ain't have a left hand.
That shit's stupid as fuck.
That nigga was playing with off the clock lawyers. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, people are stupid. Anyways, speaking of stupid people, y'all got to chill, man. Like, y'all niggas act like, yo, somebody, like...
Nah, we got to name names.
Nigga wore Jordan 1s that weren't mids. Like, this whole Zuckerberg rocking the little piano joints. It's like, okay, they a thousand... Like, who do you think they're meant for?
So, okay. I might get in trouble for this. I don't give a fuck. I might get canceled. I'm tired of outlets dick riding people putting on the costumes of niggas. Mm. I'm tired of, you know, the big resellers coming from trust funds, dressing and talking like they've spoken Ave their entire lives, aka internet speak now, and people dick riding them when it's been niggas in this space doing this shit. Zuckerberg, a nigga who bought like 150 acres of native Hawaiian land and was fucking up the economy for people who have lived here for generations, for millennia. The nigga who destroyed Instagram, who sold our information to all kinds of political platforms. That nigga broccoli-headed himself, put on a oversized 300 GSMT and a gold chain, and Coon Brothers and... already like clowns, like Welty, all out in the space, got their jaws on the floor. Cause the check cleared. Let's be real, the check cleared. Oh, he coming to the cookout. Meanwhile, the nigga talking about the cookout ain't even black. I don't fuck with it. I don't like that. I don't like how people like sneakers have become too accessible. We got too many accessible people talking about shit that they shouldn't be talking about. Just like all the rap pages not being ran by niggas. I don't like what the fuck is happening here. And y'all, like, Welty up there, sneaker moment of the... Shut up, nigga. It is a rich billionaire, a rich white nigga wearing rich white nigga New Balances. That's the target demographic. It makes sense for him to wear it. Mm-hmm. He's advertising his shitty glasses that are going to steal your information. This is why you have personalities up here dick rotting for EQL. Y'all are riding for the corporations more than the niggas. Like, more than the niggas. This is why I made the Glazers jersey. Like, y'all are out here selling your holes to fucking corporations for bullshit posts. It's Mark Zuckerberg. A year or two ago, we were making fun of him for looking like a lizard. That nigga tussled his hair. It's like in the sitcoms where the girl takes her glasses off and nobody recognizes her. He put a little bit of a nigga costume on. God help us if you'd have got like a gold tooth. Yo, Zuck can come to the hood. Zuck can... Nigga, shut the fuck up. Like, yo, wipe your chin. That's what I told Welch. Wipe your chin. Like, y'all too old for this shit. Just cover the fucking news like you got some goddamn sense. I don't like the pay to glaze. I don't like it. Fuck them. You know, if Complex has a problem, I don't care.
They know where to find us.
Exactly. Like, I don't like how they're moving. And with that new push, they're trying to get every big creator. Like, I like that they're doing these interviews, but I also am wary of niggas that's always up here trying to be in the mix. Bring out our favorite blacks as we rebrand. I don't know. I don't trust you. You got to earn our trust. And if you're going to pay the glaze, I can't rock with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, hey, man, you sent it as best as I could. It's just, yo, Mark Zuckerberg, like, it, as much as we've seen Tim Cook in all different Air Max ones, no one said shit. Like, they gave him an interview and stuff. It was like, yeah, you know, like, I made him on the iPad. Like,
yeah.
Simple stuff. So for Mark Zuckerberg, it's not even him in particular. It's just people just trying to appeal. Like, you guys got to recognize, what are they trying to sell us now?
More fucking glasses. That's funny coming from the glasses, man.
Like, this, it's not as extreme, but understand this falls in the same vein. Trump popped up at Sneaker Con selling a $400 shoe.
He's appealing to the African Americans because they love them some sneakers.
And not Nan Nigga was in sight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I said it.
Except for Fat Joe.
I think 2J's like kind of nigger.
No.
I don't know what the fuck he is. Like I said, they put on a nigger costume and then they expect us to get up there. Woo! Look at him. Look at him. He just like me.
It's just, yo, we gotta like better control the culture, but it's tough when
culture been sold. And it's been sold by niggas that look like us. That's my biggest problem. Like, I'm not gonna sit up here and say sneaker culture is exclusively black. No, sneaker culture is for everybody. But you can't come up here and ride our wave and then act like you made it. You're like 40. You're a married 40-year-old. Why are you trying to dress like a fuck boy?
Yeah.
Nigga, go be a dad. Like, that looks crazy. That's like if I just suddenly got fucking built like a weave dread. Hey, y'all, I really be out here drilling niggas. No, I don't. I sit in the house and I'm making clothes and talking about feelings with my wife.
Whoa. You talking about drilling?
Yeah, nigga, I'm really hard. Drill the shit out you.
Nah.
What did I do?
Quit playing with me. Anyways. Nah, it's just people gotta stop this shit, man. Like we see the pay to play. And that's the thing, man. You know what? That's another thing. Y'all gotta be honest about this whole pay to play stuff, man. Cause it's getting bad. Like, it's getting very bad. It's getting cringy. It's getting very, like, it's super obvious.
It only works on stupid people. The dumbest of the dumb. Like, I love that Complex article. Everybody was like, yo, this is very obvious. His PR team thinks we're stupid. No, nigga. Somebody said he was Wiggermax, and then I cried. Or, again, I'm always going to bring them up. Enemy of the show, EQL.
Oh, gosh.
Them niggas out there paying big bread to niggas. Hey, y'all. Who does it better than EQL? Oh, yeah, this is an organic post. Why do you ask?
Yo, what if they said that Mark Zuckerberg got his pair off of EQL? I would cry laughing.
Son, I wouldn't put it past him. Like, having the actual documents, EQL talks about how much customer data they have. Like, mine is a couple years old. Them niggas like, we have over one or two million, like, customers data. Them and Meta are a company, they are made for each other. And they're just going to pay more and more stupid people to, hey, do you like your companies to act like they're niggas? We do too. I can't wait for EQR to start tweeting like, what's popping, my guys? It's like, we're tweeting live from Mount Niggerhead. Look it up.
What's popping, fam?
Look it up. Mount Niggerhead is an actual place in Australia. It's a lot of wild ass places in Australia. I'm not listening to them niggas.
Is that where the Aboriginals are?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Son, Australia got some wild shit going on over there. I fuck with Australians, but yeah. Yeah. That's probably why the fucking owners talked to us the way he did. Just fucking darkness.
All right. Anyways.
Allegedly. I'm on one. I told you, nigga, I was on one. This was my favorite docket I made in a minute.
That's why I let you open the show, because I was like, oh, this guy is finna go in.
Yeah, and I'm gonna keep going in. Now we can talk about the Air Max 1 Polys. Did you give a fuck about them?
No.
Me neither.
They were terrible when I saw the design. They were more terrible when I saw Kai Cenat in his whatever room, his Minecraft void space from SpongeBob episode room that they reconstructed. They were still whack when I saw Cousteau open the whole box. I'm like, this still isn't selling me. They were whack whenever I seen it. Like, that shoe just fell so flat. And I didn't really understand the toe panel that comes. Like, it's the minor details. It's not even the super pixelated gradient. It's not the super pixelated gradient, but more so the panels that just throw the whole shoe off.
Yeah.
And I was like, for that much, y'all might as well just have made this a big bubble. So that way I could completely not like it. And I know they didn't make it for me, but I'm like, swoosh, like, this is what y'all doing?
It's all right. It's all right. I mean, ultimately, I think it's okay. It's inoffensive to me. I'm always going to be partial to a classic white grand red Air Max 1. But it's just like, it's nothing that really makes me like, I need to have those.
Them joints look like, they look like Air Maxes. Like, if they were smoothed out a bit, they look like some Air Maxes that I was seeing in famous footwear, like some takedown joints.
Yeah, it's
like the design on them doesn't accentuate the Air Max 1. It distorts it so much.
I also feel like the rollout was stupid because it's like, what does Kostin have to do with this? Like, he plays video games, but...
Well, I will say, for marketing purposes, I feel like it did make sense to kind of...
to get people to care?
Yeah, it's almost like when Union had put out the low Air Jordan 1s, where they had that kind of like NWA appeal. Like, yeah, you're going to wear this to tracksuit.
So oh, yeah,
if
no.
If I give it to Kostin that, then you're kind of retconning what shoes matter to the culture now. Air Max 1s, I feel like, don't matter. It only matters to the sneakerheads, but the Dunk is phasing out, so we need a new staple.
I just think they were like, look, we got this nigga on pay. We needed to get something up. It's kind of like if you got me a golf shoe. They even don't golf. That don't make sense. But the main reason I put this on the docket, because I thought it was hilarious. The loser niggas crying again. I'm being mean. I'm going back to being mean because of the last topic. Talking about
the pre-order closing in 5 hours.
Man, that shit was funny. When I saw the loser personalities, oh, congratulations to everyone who got them. I couldn't get them, and I thought that was crazy that they closed them. Like, it was one particular loser that was like, I couldn't get in for hours, and I didn't get them. Boo-hoo, ha-ha. Nigga, I got in instantly. You know why? Because God loves me. I'm truly blessed. Yeah, I'm better than you. Nah, nigga, I'm going back to the villain arc. Because I saw people complain, like, you said it was open until the 10th. Why isn't it open until the 10th? And that tells me, y'all don't read. Like, give me a second.
They fulfilled their orders, man.
Like, can I be mean for a second? Okay. Of course I can. It's our show. You know why people don't hit? Because they don't prepare. They don't read. They don't. They don't look at how old drops went. They don't study the game tapes. Nike explicitly put out a Medium article explaining the shoe, explaining the release method, and explaining that it's open until the 10th or until quantities are sold out.
Mm-hmm.
No one read that quantities were sold out. Because like I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was like, you know, I don't like how it happened. I think it was a botched drop. They should have made to order. And I'm like, they're not going to bring out Kostin, make a big ass fucking echo chamber or whatever the fuck it was, send it to these people to make a GR. They know that this shoe has a limited appeal. And to get people to buy it, to prove that it's worthwhile, is a pre-order and it's limited. You have 5 hours. If you couldn't get in there within 5 hours, you suck. I got in at 12.0001. I was in on a size 13 immediately, and I was going to check out for a friend, but nobody took them. Then Fee hit me. He was like, can I get a size 7? It took me 10 minutes to get back in while the site was completely cooked. You suck if you can hit those shoes, and you can only blame yourself. I'm going to point to both cameras. You. Let me get in on your camera. You suck if you couldn't get that shoe. We got the time for consolation prizes is over. It's back to survival of the fittest. It's the big dogs. This is where I thrive. Oh, man. Why didn't they have it open for me? Shut up. Do better. You have 5 hours. 5 hours. And you couldn't hit? Damn, son. Damn. Couldn't be me. Wouldn't be me. I'm a winner. And y'all gonna cry. Like... Because that leads into our final topic. Nike CEO said, winning isn't for everyone. Winning is not for everyone. They cutting down on legacy models. They cutting down on dunks. Air Forces to preserve their value? Because I saw someone reference that. Like, I guess they're cutting it down to the... Yes, nigga! Air Max 1s, sitting. Air Forces, sitting. Dunks, sitting. Jordans, sitting.
Just sounds like they're reading the room.
Exactly. But that's why I've been saying for the longest time. This is why I'm back in my villain shit. Because I've seen way too many losers out here. Well, we should make enough shoes for everyone. Manufactured scarcity is terrible. And then brick, 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 brick. No sellout. No sizes selling out. And now people are feeling bad about their purchases. Oh, I thought the shoe was going to sell out. I paid full price. I've made a horrible mistake. Mm. Not happening no more. It's like I said before, perception matters. You want to buy your shoe and feel special. Nobody wants to buy a shoe. And it's like, oh, I worked really hard to get this shoe. Yeah, no one cared. You could have just copped it down the street for $50 less. Now? Oh, nah, nigga. We only made 50 of these available. Work harder. All you crybaby loser niggas, y'all had your time in the sun. It didn't work out. Y'all not real niggas. Real niggas' hours are upon us. You got to get out there with the fucking gorillas, a.k.a. be better at online drops. You better hope EQL Plus helps you. Because the way shit is about to move, less stock, less drops. I keep saying it, nigga. Why they keep playing with me, Shot?
I don't know.
I'm always right. You listen to niggas? You listen to the Hugbox niggas, soft ass niggas that's faking like they're your friend? They are in Discord begging for help. They got friends on the back end that get them shoes. You not like them. You listen to someone who doesn't have to buy shoes. You know, this is why I respect Mr. Unloved Ones. That nigga say, I don't buy shoes. He don't try to set a precedent. He don't tell people, oh, you know, it'll be easy. That nigga's like, I get my shoes how I get my shoes. He never lies about it. I don't like how a lot of these other personalities try to make it seem like they really out here struggling like you. No, they're not. I'm not even on flex. Like, I have a real connect for everything. I get some stuff easier, but it's all luck and muscle and connections because I have friends who help me. You got to get out there and hustle if you want the best shit. And then don't be humble if you hit. Don't be one of those people, I hit. I guess there's a lot of, no, nigga, I hit because I deserved it. I don't like that whole loser mentality. No more loser nigga shit. We anti-loser around this bitch.
Shit, nigga, I ain't hit on them Travis's.
It don't matter.
I'm like the only person who didn't hit, I feel like.
I didn't know you wanted them.
I mean, I don't care. Like, I'm chill now. I really want them just that way to go with the jacket.
Oh, I dig it. I dig it.
Yeah. I'm just going back and getting them sixes. I really don't care.
No, fuck it.
It's going to be a birthday reach back.
At this point.
That's what it's called.
No, I know, I know. I was laughing because around. This episode is whoa.
Nah, because
this is a non-freaky show. We are men of God. Never seen this man naked. We don't be in the same room doing shit.
All right, pal, you got it.
I knew you appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel you. Nah, it was crazy how many people hit those. Because then niggas started getting real scared. Like, oh shit, everybody hit these. I saw that feeling on the timeline. Niggas like, yo, I don't know if these that are special now.
I didn't give a shit. Like,
no, not you. I'm talking about people. I'm saying,
but that was the wild part. Like, people are like, oh, snap, it must be Paris for everybody. And then niggas was like, oh, I still ain't hit. It's like, fuck.
I mean, you kind of fucked the size 13. I was shocked. I didn't hit. I'm like, yo, everybody hit but me. Then I had my pair secured before the drop.
It's all good. I already know what I'm going to, like, reach back for. So it's cool.
But you know what? You got the connections. People want to support you because you don't act like a loser. You don't sit up here and say, oh, man, they don't make enough my size.
Yeah, I wear a size 13. Like, I'm used to this shit now.
Exactly. Like, I don't like how niggas, for these years, niggas like, they should make more. No, nigga, fuck you. Be better.
Like, understand. Like, you already know I'm boots on the ground with my shit. Like, oh, nigga, where you at? Nigga, White Marsh. Like, what? Like, if I got it and I'm looking for it, oh, yeah. All right, cool. Where I got to go? I got to go to Queenstown. I got to go to Delaware.
Niggas really don't be putting in the work. They be complaining. Like, I entered 3 EQL raffles and I didn't win.
Yeah.
Nigga, I entered 20 raffles in different countries. Do you know how many addresses that I have or borrowed? Nigga, I'm shooting. Like, that Kobe shooting from the moon meme. it man did to my heart. Nigga doing drops. One of these gotta land.
Hey man.
Niggas don't got the mama mentality.
You right. Anyways. Well, that gets us to the end of our docket. You know, it was a nice little show.
This was cool. A lot of fun. I haven't shared on niggas like this in a minute.
Yeah. I know.
It's fun. It's
shit built up. Like, what?
Son, I was mad as shit when I saw people agreeing with Nike making less shoes. And I'm like, when I said this, y'all said I was an elitist ass. Now, oh, I know exactly what I'm doing for this cover. Sorry. I get to make a David Bowie reference. I'm very excited. You'll see.
All right. Well, I know we're not getting no sponsorship anytime soon. Anyways.
Nah. I already told you what we're going to do for our shit. Gente, if you don't hit, that's because God don't love you. I'm straight up say that. I'm going to tweet that after the drop sold out. If you didn't hit, God don't love you. Don't hit me.
It's hilarious. By the way, you saw cuz he got the New Balance ad, right?
Who?
Justin?
Justin Lamar?
No.
What Justin? Him.
Justin from AMM. I mean, not AMM.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw he had the stoop joint.
Yeah, and he was there at the launch and stuff taking pictures with the shoe. I was like, ah, that's cool. But also just made me think, like, people were so up in arms about James Whitner and this whole Adidas thing, but I'm like, this nigga's been putting out other shit, like with other brands, and people are like, oh my god,
people have opinions, and then they just make them, they say stupid shit, because it's like AMM has worked with different brands for years. You just care about the Jordans because those are the most prestigious,
right?
Because I'm like, he did shoes for Adidas before, but you know what, no one cared because they sucked. Now you got a partnership and niggas sitting up here. I got a secret to tell. This is going to be major. You got to deal with Adidas. Shout out to Lois for breaking that story the way she did. Shorty's just like, that's what you want to talk about? Yeah, nah, you got to deal with Adidas. It was nothing special.
Yeah.
It's another day.
Anyways, any final thoughts?
My final thought is, I'm just going to expand on this. We need to stop coddling small brands. We need to stop coddling our friends and the people that we want to see in this community. I'm not saying that we got to put belts to asses, but we got to put belts to asses. I want people to be honest with the creatives that they like. When you see someone that's moving in a wild way, reach out to them and try to be helpful. You know, I try to do what I can. I send a lot of DMs. I send a lot of help to people that I never even talk about because I want to see other people succeed. If you're fucking up on shipping, I can get you with the right people. If you're fucking up on customer service, I can help you. And I'm not even just talking about myself. I want to see other people prepare these brands because, you know, you talk about building a brand, but nobody talks about expansion. Because the way I run in search of now.
Yep.
Will have to be totally different than how I run in search of as I grow.
Right.
You need to be prepared to scale and you need to be able to take the fire. There will always be missteps in growing a brand, but it's about how you handle it. And with us being able to talk to different brands at all times, it makes it very difficult when you're used to people talking to you in a positive manner and then you have a group of angry people. Justified or not, how you respond to them can color how everybody else sees you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I'm not picking on J Tips because I don't like him. It's just an example. His tweet and me talking about it, a lot of people's like, yeah, I don't like how this has been handled. I know personally, like I bought his first shoes. The way it shipped, I didn't even get a tracking number. That shit just showed up. And with how this release is going, I know I'm never buying a shoe directly from him. There's no reason to. I'm paying more than I would in most cases because his shipping is going to be higher because he has to. But I can just buy from another store and get it for a cheaper price.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get it faster. He's turned me off from using him. And the last thing you want to do is give consumers a reason like, I want to support you, but I'd rather buy from somebody else. Because when you do wholesale, you don't get nearly as much as you get from direct. I want people to feel special buying from me and they need to be treated as such. So I want us to hold, I want real accountability. Talk to our creatives or other creatives in a position. Talk to the creatives that respect you or know you enough to help them to grow, because I don't want to see a brand lose its luster because they can't handle the growth.
They can't handle the growth.
They can't handle the growth. It's too much. Sometimes
it's too girthy.
Yeah, the girth of the bandwidth from customers just jamming into your mailbox is rough.
Man, look, shout out J-Tips and shout out to anybody. I do think you just got to be careful with certain interactions. Like, I think one of the things that hinders Saya is you don't really see Saya in all the, you know, charitable work that he does. We only know him for just wilding out on niggas, like on IG. Like, that was the main thing that you saw. And so you don't want to be known as the creator that clapped back, you know, like, and that's it. So just be careful with that. And also just making sure that you just don't end up in this situation, because again, like, you deserve everything, I think, coming your way as far as the awards and whatnot. But there is a lesson to learn here with just, you know, just handle the drops better. And he's done a good job at being transparent to the best of his ability, but also got to scale up, which you already said. So, but as far as my final thought on everything, what do I want to leave y'all with? Well, for one, I've been transforming Bumblebee and Optimus Prime for about 3/4 of the episode,
because yes,
shit
off.
Has been breaking apart on me. So, part of this is, yo, Nike and Lego, please. All these people, nah, fuck, don't laugh, because all these other people are selling ass on the timeline. This is a family show. I think.
Wow.
Nah, man, gotta be honest. But, yo, like, come on, man. How many Lego sets do I have to put on camera for y'all to see? Like, yo, I'm going to get you the promo that you need, man. If you want me to just go ahead and do a setup, you want to fly me in for a little review, put the set together. Like when Angelus would have the creators come in and be like, yeah, this is how I customize this, that, and the third. And they give you a little blurb. Yo,
if it's anyone that deserves it, it's you. I want you to get, like, those funky ass little Legos.
Like, fam, if... Hold on.
Oh my God. End the show.
No. You better not end it.
I'm not going to end the show.
I'm going to bring it over. Like, just fucking shake. I'm going to just shake this shit.
Oh.
It's a box of fucking Legos that broke apart from the last time that I moved. Like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing? I got an orchid over here. This shit broke apart. I still gotta put it together. Man, y'all gotta stop playing with me, man. Ain't nobody beating me in Legos, all right? I am a devout fan. Matter of fact, fuck it. Bring this over. I don't care. Look.
I'm making the cover.
I'm a big-ass kid, all right? Just somebody put the word out for your boy, all right? Everybody else selling ass, I'm selling ass too. I want them Lego Nikes, man. Fuck that. I'm not wilding out. I'm not trying to beef with niggas. I'm over here trying to keep quiet while you wilding out on them. End the show. Bye.
Dog bless.